Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. The Australian Federal Police has answered questions from a Senate committee about the PwC tax scandal. The AFP is currently investigating the alleged leaking of confidential government tax information by a former PwC partner. This information were meant to help multinationals avoid tax after a referral by the Treasury. AFP Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney told the committee they had received a request by the Australian Taxation Office in 2018 asking for advice in the matter. He says the AFP asked the ATO for more information, but never received it, and had insufficient evidence for a referral to officially investigate the allegations.
So again, the initial engagement in 2018 through to 2019 was a request for advice whether there was sufficient information for the AFP to conduct an investigation, and we formed the view that it wasn't. The referral or the report of crime this year was a full report of crime for the AFP to investigate. And in terms of context, in terms of material that the AFP were provided with that report of crime, it's a lot more extensive than the material we were provided in 2018.
Australia's competition watchdog has blocked ANZ from buying Suncorp Bank. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says it believes the acquisition would make the market less competitive, which is not good for customers. The Commission says the home loans market is already at risk of coordination between Australia's four big banks. It says having less competition in home loans will have major impacts on households with mortgages. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says ANZ and Suncorp Bank are able to appeal the decision.
It's an important part of the process when there are applications of this kind for the ACCC to work through the issues in a considered and a methodical way, and that's what they've done today. We respect the independence of the ACCC in coming to this conclusion, and we don't intend to comment on the ins and outs of this decision that they've arrived at today.
A new report by Homelessness Australia suggests the housing crisis and rising financial stress are pushing more than 1,600 people into homelessness each month. It says between December 2022 and March 2023, the number of people seeking assistance raised by 7.5%. Queensland saw the biggest increase, followed by Western Australia and New South Wales. The report also finds women and children make up 74% of all people using homelessness service. Chief Executive Kate Colvin told the ABC the biggest driver is the housing crisis.
People who are more vulnerable in a really competitive rental market, they just get squeezed out and can't get a rental, and that's where they're trying to get help from homeless services. We've also got 72,000 people every year being turned away from services because the services don't have the capacity.
The 23rd annual Garma Festival has begun in Arnhem Land in the northeast of the Northern Territory. Around 2,600 people are expected to come together for the four-day event, including the Prime Minister and the Minister for Indigenous Australians. This year's festival will have a particular focus on the upcoming Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum. The opening ceremony included stories from a number of community members, including from Andrea Collins.
I've been in this area and with the old man for 34 plus years, and there's a lot of achievements I've seen happen in this place. Because when he was chairman of the land council, oh my God, Father, I said there was this and that and everything. He being a ceremonial man, when any funerals were on here, there was one that went for 3 months.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.